From Capital Broadcasting Company, this is WRAL Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This is a podcast about bringing people together. And I've really wanted to have this group on the podcast before. Dram and Draft, they have major expansion plans. They are a really cool neighborhood bar in Raleigh, but they've decided, you know, they're expanding to Durham. They've got an upcoming location in Cary that's going to be having some pretty cool neighbors like Scott Crawford in that same development. And I really wanted to find out more about what their plans were. So I talked with Kevin Barrett. So he filled me in on everything that's coming up and a lot of really cool scoop about their upcoming plans. So take a listen to my chat with Kevin. So I'm talking with Kevin Barrett from Dram and Draft. Tell me more about the past year. How has the past year been for you and your business?
Well, it's been hard for all of us, I think, especially in the hospitality industry. We've been luckier than most, I'd say, but it's been extremely difficult. And that is, that's as we come into the end of the hardest part. I think people are getting vaccinated. I think almost all, if not all of our staff is fully vaccinated presently. That's good. But the last year was just, I don't know. I hope it's the hardest year of my life ever. I never have to do it again.
It's been awful. I know everyone has struggled to kind of get through. You guys pivoted a little bit because, I mean, there's not much you could do since you weren't, you know, a restaurant and you couldn't open inside and all these different things. So what did you guys do? You switched to offer some grocery items, correct?
I feel like there were so very many things that we did. The first thing that we did was turn the bars in Raleigh and Greensboro into grocery stores. We called them Dram and Draft Grog and Grocery. So we sold to-go beer and wine and toilet paper and other essentials. Some grocery items, some canned items, mostly unspoilables. A little bit of things that we get our hands on, like eggs and bread and stuff when we could. But we were just trying to do something and help out. And, you know, it seems like so long ago, but in the beginning of all of this, toilet paper was a hot commodity. And part of the problem with that was just the supply chain. You know, all the commercial office buildings and bars and restaurants have a different supply chain than the grocery stores. So we could actually get toilet paper pretty well in the beginning. So we thought we were helping people out quite a bit when we were selling that. And that was back when you were. Yeah.
You were. Believe me, it was like, they got toilet paper, y'all. Go over there and get the toilet paper. I mean, yeah. I mean, we were trying. My husband was like, let's order it. Let's try and order a roll. It was like the roll shows up. It's like the tiniest roll you've ever seen for like $20. I mean, it's crazy. So, I mean, people, you were doing a huge service with what you were doing. You were definitely helping people.
Yeah, we were trying to keep prices reasonable and we were trying to keep our employees employed, you know, keep them with some sort of income back when we all thought this was going to be a couple months or a few months. And then after a while, we still had no perception of how long this was going to last, but we wound that down because everyone got their toilet paper. It was not profitable for the bar at all, but it was still a good thing that we did. And then our employees started getting benefits. So we wound it down, decided it was best for everyone to just, you know, stay at home, collect their benefits and ride it out for what we thought was going to be a little bit longer, but it was a lot longer.
Wow. It's been this journey. This past year has just been, nobody could have ever anticipated, you know, especially the hospitality industry has gone through. And it's just been, yeah, I've talked to so many people, you know, since the pandemic started, we were doing like daily episodes, speaking with people about what they were doing. And so how does it feel now? I know you're excited to kind of reopen, get back to a little normalcy. So how are you doing that safely?
Well, we're cautiously optimistic. Like I said, I feel like all the momentum's going in the right direction now, finally. And we're doing pretty standard things that you see out there in bars and restaurants. We still have, a social distance. We have the dividers up in front of the bartenders and the wells. All our staff is still wearing masks. We have the hand sanitizing stations set up. I want to say we're extra clean, but I think we've always been extra clean, extra sanitary, just good about wiping things down. And, we use paper menus now that we, pretty much recycle after they're done. But the biggest thing that we're doing to do it safely is encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. So our staff being vaccinated is a huge plus, I think, for customers, but also for us. We know our staff has another level of safety and less risk going forward. And, just encouraging other people to get it too. The more people that get vaccinated, the safer we all are, and the faster this all is over for real.
Exactly. Yeah. Get your shots. Everybody get your shots. So I wanted to talk with you about lighter stuff. Let's talk about some happier stuff. I mean, how did Dram and Draft open? How did Dram and Draft get open? Like what was the whole focus? I mean, it's a great place. But what was the whole idea behind it?
Well, my business partner, Drew Schenk, and I had known each other from just working in the industry for a while. And, we had talked about doing something a long time ago, I guess, probably in like 2012. And it wasn't the right time for him. And I had just gotten back from living in Buenos Aires for 7 months. So I wasn't quite ready to do it either. And then a few years later, we had talked over over those years. But then a few years later, probably like 2015, we started talking seriously about doing it. And doing it together, started looking at spots, and we bounced around, and it's tough to find, especially when you're doing the first concept, it's tough to find the money when you don't have a lease. It's tough to get a lease when you don't have the money. So we bounced around a little bit, and I feel like we wasted 7 months of my life talking to other landlords. But that, when I look back at it now, I think that all happened so that we were ready for the spot we originally ended up in, which was 623 Hillsborough Street at the old Teo Auto Station. That was iconic while it was there. Fortunately, we were only there for a couple of years before they moved us into the One Glenwood building. And in between all of that, we opened a spot in Greensboro that is similar to the original Dram and Draft in Raleigh. It's an old service station, and it's got that feel. And now we're waiting to open Dram and Draft Durham, which most likely will happen this summer. We're hopefully waiting for 100% capacity and the pandemic to be in our memories.
The Out and About podcast will be right back. We are back with Kevin Barrett from Dram and Draft. So tell people who haven't been there. You guys have great cocktails. Tell people about, give me the elevator pitch on Dram and Draft.
There's lots to say about it. We try to offer something for everyone. We try to have a really high standard for everything. We have an amazing whiskey selection, over 400 whiskeys from around the world. We have crafted cocktails that we take a lot of pride in. We have a well-curated draft beer list, mostly. We have a couple cans. And, a small but interesting wine selection. And, our liquor selection focuses on whiskey, but we have a little bit of everything. But above all of that, we're just trying to be a good neighborhood bar. If you want to come in and have a vintage whiskey from the 1970s, you can do that and pay for that. If you want to just come in and have, I don't know what we have on draft right now, maybe PBR on draft or just a vodka soda, you're welcome to do that. And we want everyone to come in and have a good time and socialize. That's what's made this past 12 months so difficult, trying to get reopened and then only being able to reopen outside and then only being able to have a few people inside. The whole idea of the bar is that it's a meeting place for people. It's for people to meet, talk, share ideas, meet new people, meet old friends, and socialize. And that has been so, it's been shunned basically for the last 12 months. So it's nice to see that we're getting back to that and people can go out and talk to other people that aren't in their little pod or their little, you know, circles, and it be safe again, and them not be scared of new people, right? Or people that they haven't seen for a few months. So, yeah, I think that's, you know, we focus on the whiskey, the cocktails, and the draft beer, but above all, we're just a kick-ass neighborhood bar.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, you gave a really great pitch. What about Durham? Tell me about the Durham location.
Durham's beautiful bar. It's in the Chesterfield building that was beautifully renovated a couple years ago. Now, that bar, if it weren't for the pandemic, would have opened probably, you know, 10 to 12 months ago, late spring or early summer last year. But as we completed construction, we weren't allowed to open. And we just, you know, after talking with our other investors and our landlord, we decided to just push it as far past all of this as we can. So, yes, so the last few months we've just been biding our time with Durham. It is a beautiful spot. I can't wait to open it. There's a couple of finishing touches that we're putting on it now. So hopefully when we get back to 100% capacity, we will be opening in short order after that.
Well, we are excited for you to open in Durham. I know there's a lot of people who are waiting, and we're happy. I'm just happy that things are starting, hopefully, to look up. And as it gets warmer and we're moving into the spring and the summer, and, you know, you got this, you know, we got outdoor space that always helps, but hopefully we'll be able to get more people, being in the same place, and vaccinated and, just interacting, getting back to what we do best, you know, getting to know each other and socializing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, regardless of restrictions, the weather shift and our outdoor seating at all our locations helps us. So, you know, restrictions be damned, we'll be doing better in the next few months, no matter what. But we're hoping, we're looking forward to the restrictions lifting more and more, more people being vaccinated and life getting back to what we're going to call normal.
So tell me about your upcoming Cary location.
Cary, what we, you know, the beginning of all of this, we kind of all were in a holding pattern, and Drew and I included. And then after a couple months, we decided, you know, we got to plan for the future, because this too shall pass. And if it doesn't, then, you know, we're screwed no matter what. So we may as well plan for the future. So, you know, we moved forward with Durham and we finalized plans for the Fenton development in Cary, North Carolina. And that should open in April of 2022. So a little over a year from now. And we've worked on some other plans too. I'd say the other ones aren't 100% final, so I won't mention those, but, hopefully, after Fenton, there will be a couple more Drama Drafts popping up in North Carolina.
You guys are taking over the whole state. You're taking over the world. That's good though. I mean, it's good to know that you guys are progressing and moving forward with expansion plans. I mean, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and the Fenton one will be really exciting because it'll be a little bit different than the other ones. We'll have a rooftop bar, we'll have some food offerings, and our neighbors will be Mike Lee from M Sushi and Scott Crawford, and among others. But, you know, two friends in the industry, two local guys that will be there close to our location. And I just think it's going to be a great spot. I think a lot of people are going to enjoy it.
I mean, that's some great neighbors. I mean, to think about just that development, just with the three of you there, it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be a great hot spot and a great spot for people in Cary to go check out. And people are going to go to Cary to seek it out because it's just something new. I want to thank, of course, Kevin. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been the Out and About Podcast, a production of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. If you like what you heard, you can always subscribe or follow us. And feel free to follow us on social media, WRL Out and About on all platforms. Tell us what you would love to hear on the show. Who do you want as a guest? Like, what topics do you want covered? We want to hear from you. And of course, guys, have a fantastic rest of your day.